Hi, I'm Lebogang Kana, a.k.a. The Funny Chef.
Hey, I'm Lemise Holworthy, your tattoo lady for the babies, and you're listening to my Top 10 at 10.
Top 10 at 10.
On the street, on the air.
Kaya 959.
I mean, we are picking off from where we left off just during COVID times. Hello, Lemise.
Hello, Malume. How are you?
Or who is going to be my visual among?
Don't do that. Don't be that guy. Not today. Today, but tomorrow, Zasiras. And when Zasiras?
Pela Lamise's initials, ne? Di baya mo lo mo dira li bito lele ingwe.
No, I'm just four. LMMMH. No, LMMH. It's not that deep.
You know, I completely forgot that omu li bito like lebang. Hello, Labs.
Lelongi Prudence.
Prudence is a little pushy. Perseverance. Same words, Petunia.
Irla have a lot of dictionary. Mawe Ket.
Oh. Okay, I hope you love your health.
Hello, Labs.
Hey, man.
Omundre.
Thank you. No, no, expect it. Next month before.
Oh, what? Why is this a lot of my little love? It's not like a boat.
That's your mother, Kaladi Boos.
Engi?
No, Kaladi Boos.
Ah, what's a level gun? When I'm a man. When I'm a boy, no news away now. When I'm a mumcha, mumcha, more funny chef, mumcha. What's a
flop by a hugging? Just because we are not posting does not mean it's not happening. I sense a bit of jealousy.
Yeah.
And I get it.
And it's okay.
I get it. Like,
I gotta give this is the funny chef before the chef, he's a funny cook.
There's a difference. Don't do that. Same funny cook. Oh, shit.
Who
was this now?
Arwena. But that's okay. These things happen.
So I went all out for you that day.
At like a breakfast. Good morning.
No, never hang with you.
Come meet a second time.
For breakfast.
At like put clear.
At
like put clear.
It's like how when a doctor, like now when a doctor, or worry. How
I'm a bit now good to go starting.
As I'm a hard cagana lily,
And screenshot all the episodes we've done with Funny Chef. There's no woman who has ever co-hosted with me more times than this girl right here.
Hello, Malume.
Hello, Lamise.
Oh, not good. It's a mazapa. Like,
bona,
guys, I got my hair done.
Kiribona.
I got my hair done. I have like a new hairstyle.
Chesa.
Especially for the show.
And who's willing to come?
Yo, I'm not a morning person because you like a sexy. I was so grumpy.
But look how happy you are now.
Yeah, I'm always happy to see you.
You see, Lebo? The impact I have on other people. Unlike.
The infect or impact?
Impact. The man.
You're not
a man. Oh man, it is Lamise, it is the funny chef. Oh, sorry, the tattoo lady, the funny chef.
It's Lamise Holworthy. When you say it right.
That's right.
Look, it took 12 years to build this bread,
and that's just what it is.
So if you're gonna come correct. I thank you.
It's Lebohang Tlokan.
Not a prudent scheme.
I want
Prudy. Prudy Batung. Ne Prudy na lebo pechini ya kama hara.
Ah, uska thoma mara kita tata.
Kana ke afa hafa leza la music ke Batung.
Ona lebo Marta da.
Ah, it's Lemise Mishka Miriam Holworthy.
Ne kinya kor Miriam.
Yeah, but it's, I think Miriam.
Ah, wa yutala ina le. Miriam. Ina lebo di kitchening.
Mishka, Mishka ke ona ngwara.
Wow. No, all three my names are Islamic names. Wow, God, I live alone, Mama. Oh,
God.
Don't be weird. Anyway.
What do you mean, Kimuing? Kimama. Finish.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, what ethnicity does she belong to?
Kimama. Hey, man.
If I had an African name, Niko Tanu Nagobama.
Tofat.
Tofat.
Hectic.
No, you're going to mangle me. It's got a wind because wow.
No.
That's why I wants to take it. Wow, wow.
I actually don't like that name.
Is it?
I would have loved like a beautiful Setswana name. Like
Matlakala.
Wow.
Akiabutisa.
Hectic.
I've got one for you.
Mm?
Timoloch, the beginning. Because you are your ancestor's wildest dream, right?
La la. Natchemaga with this koa. Come on.
Thanks.
See, this is why she's my friend. She's smart. And she's well spoken. And she knows how to cook.
Yeah,
no, she knows how to cook.
No, listen. Sure.
And that's also why we're here.
I get it. Yeah. Please set it up.
So, for those of you guys that don't know, my friend Lebohang Tlokana, aka the Funny Chef, just released her first ever cookbook. And is doing extremely well. It is available on Take A Lot, exclusive books. Kana yung waking CNA. Wow. Yeah, Haman Kur online. I've posted the link like quite a few times. I know I purchased 20 copies and I still feel like it's not enough.
Yeah.
And I just want to celebrate you. I feel like you deserve that. You deserve to be put on a pedestal because you've worked so hard and you cook really well. So the fact that you're sharing that with everyone else, that now gives the average Joe a chance to cook the exact same way you do. Aye. That is worth celebrating.
Go to Lebs, I'm going to drop a gold plaque. I'm going to name a fat thing.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
So, orare.
Ah, one hour the plaque, bar and name, bra. I'm a bill.
And we appreciate you.
I mean, really.
I mean, you know, and people like you are really important. The fact that you give, you know, young black people an opportunity to shine is extremely important. Mm. You've paved the way for so many of us. Like, outside of radio, in terms of DJing, I grew up looking up to you.
Thank you.
And now the fact that it's like a dream come true. Yeah. The fact that I'm hosting the show with you today is a dream come true. And the fact that I have one of my best friends, you know, and we have so much to celebrate is a really big deal.
And but let's take it back because obviously we always use the lens that limbs that is social media to say, okay, where's it seems like this friendship has been there for a while, but it just popped up. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Take us back there. I mean, when, where, was it high school? What was it?
So, one, I haven't known Lebohang for that long. Like, I knew of her. I loved her work. I followed her on social media. I was a bit of a groupie. But I respected her. I respected all that she had built as a brand.
Mm.
And our friendship was one, you know, dilodzing hunal tsabadimo. And, you know, if things are meant to be, it'll happen. It'll be so seamless. And that's exactly how our friendship happened. You know, the only thing that worries me, however, is, you know, I see how you spoke about social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing to see that our friendship is celebrated on social media. But it also pains me. It pains me that it seems so rare. People make it seem like
It's a rare thing.
Mm. Like, why is loyalty and genuine support so hard to find?
Oh, yeah.
And for me, if your friends are not supporting you, if your friends are not your biggest, you know, cheerleaders, if they are not supporting your business and actually spending their hard-earned money on what you do, then those are not your friends. You're in the wrong circle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's the one thing that I love about our friendship is that I root for her and I've never had to question her loyalty.
Mm.
I know that she is probably one of my biggest fans, even in my sleep. And I hope that for anyone that is listening, you know, that you guys get inspired by that. Not only on what you see on social media, but on the fact that this is real.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as rare as it is, and I say this as inverted commas because it hurts me.
Yeah.
You know, that that is a reality. No, sure. Your loyalty is so hard to find. Mm. This is a real thing. Outside of the funny chef, DJ Lemise, or whoever you guys see on social media, we're real people and we are stuck with each other when the cameras are off.
Oh, yeah.
When, you know, the filters are off and we have real problems just like anyone else. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I know that I have her in my corner makes me feel untouchable.
That's why you're here celebrating sisterhood now. For those who don't know, Funny Chef, as much as she's, you know, very funny and bold, she's a marshmallow, shy. So here you are, Lemise is reaching out and says, come here, come closer.
Oh, no, she reached out to me.
Tell that story then.
Please.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I feel like, you know, the way Lemise is
yeah,
you know, she's literally putting flowers and strawberries, and which is beautiful. Braz, you. Like, who... You, me and Lemise met, I think, 4 years ago, where Lemise said, okay, please come to Menlyn for something, and we went there. And I was like, oh, she's so cool. I want to be friends with her.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't just say, can I be friends with you?
Like, exactly, yeah.
So I gave it time. And I kept on bumping into her when she was DJing, me being a groupie, can I make that stage lane? And you can see that she's a bit uncomfortable because she wants to work. It's work for her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I'm trying to show people that,
come on.
That's my friend. You know what I mean? You know, and one lady said, yo, Dwalawi Tabele. Yo, I'm here. Yo, if I want to have two space. Yo. So what I did was I muted her. So I don't see her post. I don't see where she's going, you know, because when you talk about sex, they want to get together. Nah, I got mute. When I muted, my ancestors were like, okay. Ha. Rokokot. The camera got a high. Get it? Get it? Get it? Get it? I just muted you, dog. You know what I mean? And it's been so great because I learn a lot from Lemise. She likes saying, you don't gain anything from me and I don't gain anything from you. Lemise, what I gain from you is your humility, dog. The way you speak to people, your way around your family, you love everyone. The way what I accept, dang, you know, you take us into your space and we love you, you know. I've learned a lot from you and I take away a lot. So don't ever say things like, you don't gain anything from me because I do. That's just what it is. Go for a standard.
Why don't you put some radio?
No, because I've been waiting for the right time. This is the right time. I wanted you to know, Hore.
Oh, yeah.
In as much as Lemise Rawona, you know, Lemise Rawrada, you know, Lemise is a thing. But deep down, dog, you are sweet. And go for it, Hana.
Yeah, man.
You love your out. So, yeah. So, I get marshmallow lane.
Yeah.
I think, you know, that's the one thing that a lot of people don't understand. And that's why, Kere, you know, outside, when the cameras are off and when we're not in the public space, we are us. I am Lemise Ngwana Imelda. She is Lebohang.
Yeah.
And one thing that a lot of people don't know is we're both very shy, like extremely shy. And I laugh at her when I see it happen because probably when I'm in beast mode already.
Yeah.
And she gets really awkward in crowded spaces. But I, you know, just knowing that she's there for me, and I think the one thing that hurts me the most, you know, about Lebohang is, dog, like she doesn't realize just how powerful she actually is, and that's the one thing we fight about.
Oh,
you know, we fight about all the time. And again, if your friends are not unleashing the inner beast in you, if your friends are not reminding you of how great you are, and you know the power that you have, as one Lebohang is special. From Mwanyana Pitori, I rep Pretoria with all that I am.
Oh yeah,
I will be forever proud. For, you know, being Mwanyana Pitori. And now having someone else, or Alwelang, as much as I do, someone else who is a beacon of hope for Mwanako Kasi, Wako Soshanguve, Wako Peli, Wako Mamelodi, Wako just any hood, it really is possible.
You know,
I want this and I'm going to do it and I'm going to do it right. You know, so that's the one thing that I don't like about Lebohang. I feel like she doesn't celebrate herself enough. And this book on its own.
Thank you.
I had to push her. Like, I literally had a surpriser with a, hey, your book came out. I'm buying 20 copies and we're going to have a beautiful dinner to celebrate you.
Oh,
or else in Kebanzo Gontlung Fela. abo filele gusha motlogo but life is so short life is so short and I'll be damned if my people ever question their positions in my life.
Oh yeah.
I'll be damned if the people in my space don't know just how great they are.
Yeah. All right, go and get it. 24 minutes after 10. What's the name of the book?
The Funny Chef's Delicious Dishes.
I win.
Yes.
If he was still alive, would you still be crushing on him?
I never.
What? Oh, really now?
Double HP.
Oh, really now?
How?
Oh, no, but not the way where now Mission Impossible will be possible. Where now?
Ka double HP.
Ah.
Renan nearly do. Hold on, I'm going to my door, Musi. Me bira kamara kamori. Why? Got a round of applause. I don't do that. Don't do that. Please let him rest in peace. Hi. Hey, Tiba's waiting. You don't know what to say. No. Say I'm a terrible bitch. How am I? Let's go to the board. Cool, calm, puffing a cigarette.
At least we get double HP on it. Who is the man who will look of Velcro more about Mitsu Kalo?
Kalo's never a bad idea.
For who?
No, NJ, I think Kalo is probably one of the best male vocalists that we have in South Africa.
Very true.
I just feel like he's not.
Otana Lele.
Yeah.
We eat all lagunt.
Yeah. That's Kalo's fun. Amazing. And he
that's
why
the show me. That's why the show me. Misery loves company.
Orauri.
As you.
Please, Malume, come correct. Like, don't do this. Please.
No, don't do this. Lamiz Holworthy, Funny Chef, for my top 10 at 10.
Hi, I'm Lebogang Kana, a.k.a. The Funny Chef.
Hey, I'm Lamiese Holworthy, your tattoo lady for the babies, and you're listening to my Top 10 at 10.
Top 10 at 10.
On the street, on the air.
Kaya 959.
Here we are. Prudence.
Prudy.
Mwana kwa kashia. Hey, man. Get your dog here.
Yeah.
On a cover of a magazine. Come on.
She called me when she was doing it. I think it was the same day she got my people together and then we had that lunch.
Yes.
And she had a big hat on. And she's like, sure, dog. Get a show. What is this for? I don't know. A cover for a magazine. And we're so excited. When you dropped it, Chief. Ne? Like, Wahana? Oh.
No, I'd be like, I'm too much in April.
You joke with how it is of Holland. I can't go for too much in April. More radio. 2022. Oh, I can't.
Wow. Is that you? Okay.
Lamiz, how did you feel seeing yourself on a cover of a magazine? Let's start there.
Soweto magazine. Soweto magazine.
Yes.
One, I thought this was about Lebogang. I don't know why you guys are putting me on the spot. But for me, that moment was, it felt like when I got my live amp gig.
Oh,
and I'll tell you why. It was a win not only for me, it was a win for all women. It was a win for women whose society had made to feel like they weren't enough for the longest time. It was a win for women who were told that they're too dark, told that they're too big, that they have cellulite, that they have stretch marks. Getting the call and being asked to be on the cover of their Woman of the Year issue was such
big.
An honor.
That's like, big, yeah.
But it was also scary. You know, it was scary because then you get to realize so you can't drop the ball. And it also came with a lot of pressure. Mm. It came with a lot of pressure because, you know, I say this all the time. Mm-hmm. Guys, not even the girl in the magazine looks like the girl in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are women.
That's powerful. That's a code right there.
That's the
bars.
Truth.
You're dropping bars, girl.
And you know, Malume, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. The reason why I even changed my hair today, and I was so afraid of doing it, you know, the VDJ weekend, I wanted to switch up my hairstyle.
Okay.
And then I even had like a long post on Instagram about it. And I remember saying, you know, it would be an injustice to all the women who strive to look like me, because that happens, you mm-hmm. know, as heavy as it is. I have women who dress like me, who cut their hair like me, who, you know, try to speak like me, who are more confident and more comfortable. And then I realized, and then I got married to the idea of, no, I wear my natural hair.
Yeah.
And then I realized that I was becoming a slave to the very thing that I'd cut my hair for in the first place.
I see.
What a lie.
Yeah.
I cut my hair because I was tired of what society made me feel that I should look like.
Mm.
You know, the girls in the magazine all look a certain way. And now I always say that women should be anything and everything they
That's
want
right.
to be. I will not have anyone tell me how I should look, how I should dress, how I should sound. So, you know, getting that cover for me was bigger than just Lamise.
Sure.
It was for the little girl who was bullied for being black. It was for the little girl who was made to feel like, are you adopted? Mm. No, why? Because you look black and your family's Indian and colored, you know?
Huh.
So it was for that. It was, I'm going to cry. But yeah, that moment was bigger than just me.
Mm.
It was me saying, I'm enough. And, you know, finally the world is seeing it.
Mm.
Finally the world is seeing that not every it girl, and I say it girl in inverted commas because, you know, they kind of make it seem like the industry is not big enough for more than one woman to shine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, they make it seem like there can only be one who has all the attention on her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from the minute that I got Life Amp, from the minute that I joined mainstream media,
mm-hmm.
it was to show people that one, you will not box me. Two, I am enough. Three, and with my cellulite and with my stretch marks, I'm amazing.
Mm.
And, you know, I that for me is what that moment was.
Mm.
That for me is what that moment will always be. And I pray that, you know, more of that happens so that the little girls can see, Hurme bra, I am enough.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's another issue. And I'm sorry, I'm going to put the light on you again.
Oh, there we go. Mm-hmm.
You know, that Lebohang and I fight about all the time, you know, because she's very weight conscious. And, you know, a lot of people think, you know, her being funny is, I feel like she does that and she makes fun of herself because she feels almost as if though, if I say it, then no one else can do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Defense.
But these things actually hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why comedy, they say it comes from a dark place.
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like it is really important, Lebohang, where you understand that because of women like you and I, we have little girls, we have old women who are married, who are more comfortable and more confident in their skin. And you can't pour from an empty cup.
Hmm.
So if you don't have enough confidence and if you are not fully aware of who you are and how powerful you are, then what are you giving to the next person? Because there are so many people that look at you as, you know, they look at you for inspiration. They look at you as a source of light.
Hmm.
They look at you as a source of inspiration. So my brahe wa no sa tetsebi.
And
you know, that's the thing.
You are a walking definition of I am comfortable.
She actually isn't. And that pains me. It pains me because I'm just like, dog, your face. Like, you have such a gorgeous face.
Even when she just smiles, even on that video that's a high time twin, you don't even care what she says. The first thing you look for, at least for me, is those smiling eyes, and immediately I know her. Oh, talk to the chill. That's what
Mumu. Wanyak. Ah, wanyak. I'm not going to level that video. Aya, very good. Wanyak. I think.
Mara kiri kubuza karna missiona kamu filomba kani. Or tabe ya hau ya hau show. Hau show.
No.
I think. Kamu mana unyak di tapa tak ibi ya bon.
Yeah.
Oh, hanya lung haga utse na.
Yeah, I get happy.
No, kuburi zakar. Oh, tapa hor udro well.
Oh, well, like, I don't do that.
No, it's a good
So, yes, You know, that moment, that moment, guys, yeah, was for everyone. Today yeah is for everyone and every woman that is listening. You know, I want you guys to find your voice. I want you to realize that you are enough.
Hey, self-acceptance is a big thing, guys.
It really is. Because I always say this, when you make peace with your flaws, there's absolutely no one that can use thank them you against me. So,
but you know what I love about you? You throw it back. Because you see, that's the thing about social media. And should we not correct it by also being authentic, it can tend to be a monster, a dark place.
Which social media is a dark place.
It is a dark place. But what I love about you in how you handle it is you throw it back.
Sometimes.
It gets
and
too much.
It gets too much. Yeah. I'll tell you why. I always say that I am human before I'm anything else.
Oh, yeah.
I am Wana Imelda. Awusabela Lilushan.
Yeah.
I am Musadia Kulani Murule before I am DJ Lumiz or Lumiz Holworthy, the public figure. Kingwana Mutulin, I've got feelings.
Yeah.
And I'm slowly learning to detach from social media because I then realize it is consuming too much of my energy.
Yeah.
Where you will literally have 200 people tell you how amazing you look, and there will be that one that brings up your thighs. And, you know, that messes with you subconsciously for the rest of the day.
And it's human nature.
Yes. And like I said, I'm human before anything. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, just sometimes, it is really important. If you want to go low, I can go lower.
Yes.
Because just like you, I am human. Mm. And, you know, the most painful part about social media is like these people, it comes like you are telling me about my big thighs, but you are way bigger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
You are talking about my dark skin, marawena umu navy. But it is, I've also now had
self hate as well.
Yes, I was gonna say, yo, yeah, these are people that are projecting
that's right
their insecurities
that's right
on me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the sooner I learn
they
to
actually
detach,
wish to be you. To be confident and self-accept who they are.
There's that. So I'm at a point now where I am so comfortable with who I am and I love where my life is. And, you know, I literally post and I don't read the comments. I try by all means not to because I realize that it is stealing my joy. Because I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, no, I don't care what they say because they're better and I'm doing better than them. Because truth is, just like anyone else, it hurts.
It affects.
It affects me. And I am not now going to go take my moods out kunklung or on my loved ones. And I am now in this depressed state because of some random person who is trying to project their insecurities on me. This is who I am. I am proud. I love who I am. And absolutely no one can take that away from me. Now, how do you have a problem with something that I've lived or I've grown to love?
Now, Funny Chef, when you have a friend like this, bold, human, and you yourself, like you're saying, there are certain things that you're struggling to face with. Does it rub off? Do you envy it? I don't know. I mean, how from this relationship, what is the takeout for you to say, well, I'm here?
It takes time. In as much as Lamiz, like Rukonon Araya Mabra, ne, Luenana Hanabila, Awiti best, you know what I mean? It even if she says it, I think at the end of the day, it's one win. Huipo na hore, ganeti, kim, wabo. But I don't know where to start. Let me just start off by saying I am very self-conscious and I'm not going to lie about it.
Yes.
But I don't walk around saying you're confident. I never said to anybody that I'm confident. Ne? I just look the part because mudimun pile siriti but in bakabata malena, so it just
looks
sorry. I gravitate in greatness and confidence. Wabo. I have a little girl in me that has been abused so many times from a very, very young age. And it's very hard for her to accept the fact that we are where we are now. So I need to nurse her back to reality, and it's going to take
time.
Okay. So it's not that I want to walk around and be like, well, I'm fat. Sure, you know, it is what it is.
I'm big. That's it.
No, I think let's we can't say I'm big because we're sugarcoating things. It's like saying thick. We're not thick, dog. We're fat. You know, I'm fat and I know it. I it's my realization.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Sugarcoating.
But according to who?
To me. I get what we're talking about me, dog.
But I feel like you've already allowed society to cloud. So again, it goes back to, mm-hmm. I feel like she says things because she feels like this is me taking my power so that you guys can't say stuff. No. Because everyone else says calling people thick and calling mm-hmm. people plus size is sugarcoating things. You are now so afraid of, dog, you're unnecessarily mean to yourself because you feel like, okay, if I say it, then no one else can say it because someone else is already saying it.
Ejo, next. Next.
That's what it is.
No, no. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to find the right example.
Okay.
Areronali agni. Like bad, bad agni.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it. It's there. I get. Ebe motar, oh, I see these three little pimples. No. It's an agni. It's a lot of them. You can't say three. You are sugarcoating it. You can't tell me. Hore. I'm not expecting you to say, yo, think of yang. Oh, don't be like it's a little. Oh, this is like a little maravian. You know, so yeah. I think, not hore, I bash myself before somebody bashes me. I used to do that. I used to.
Yeah.
I got tired of it because at the end of the day, I hurt myself.
Mm.
But your realization, hore, mara, no, it is what it is. What am I going to do about it? That's just.
And to come to that realization helps you to deal with its reality yes. and its challenges. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Can Lemis please apologize then?
Nah, B, you just admitted to what I said.
Huh?
Huh? Did she not
guys,
say
or I used to do it?
Did she not say I used to do it?
I get it, Akasha Lodium.
You literally just said.
Okay, sure.
Ah, whoa. Monto literally just said I used to do it, and then I realized that I was hurting myself. So can we not? Let's not take away what you just said. Like, you just admitted to doing it. So I am speaking based on something that I've seen her do.
Mm.
So now, Obatlo, ma, obulas courses.
Oh, no, sharp, let me.
Dog,
sharp.
Need. You must call a spade a spade.
All right, bruh, sharp.
Malome? Because,
right
yeah,
back.
No.
Yeah.
Look, we need to drive back no, together. So chances are, how will we know what
I'm going to do? Uber. I guess I'm going to say that. I'm going to say that. I'm going to say that. I'm going to say that.
You're annoying. You're childish. Wow. Nah, guys, Ali, Nagi show me.
Big. Like in Hanamoto, live on air. No, I'm going to I can wait, Lilena. Hi. No. Oh, Zaya guy, when I was calling her, Gabby.
Nagasa maga van.
Van efe.
Oh, cool.
E boti lan efe.
Her van efe.
In all the space, come on.
Okay, shall.
Hi, I'm Lebogantlo Kana, aka the Funny Chef.
Hey, I'm Lemise Holworthy, your tattoo lady for the babies, and I'm sipping the best tea in the whole entire city.
Best tea in the city.
Kaya 959 on the street, on the air.
I have no time for a song. Sorry.
So much for our top 10.
Why not, right?
Well.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna be long at home. The book is out. Delicious Dishes. Make sure that you get it. It's all available at all stores and you can buy it online. Any surprises there, Lebs?
No. There's absolutely no surprises.
Is it?
The book is grade one.
Oh.
Ne?
Okay.
So don't go out and get the book expecting to get gourmet 5-star.
Yeah.
Before we get to gourmet, lor na ri le go sekolong. So that book is like you being in class, but at your own home.
Yeah.
So I teach you how to do the mother sauces. I teach you everything from scratch.
Basics.
What you do after that is up to you.
Ah. Good. Because so basically you've given the canvas. This is how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Should you want then to accentuate it by adding your personality into it? Sure. Well, at least now you know the basics.
Accentuate,
right.
Sure.
That's right. That's and second right. Thomas Mofun.
And I thought my school was bad.
Hey,
Kuli, it's your birthday tomorrow, papi.
Yes, it's my husband's birthday.
But no blush, have you?
Yeah. Happily.
No more hunger.
Wow. Wow, you guys suck. You guys suck. Also, guys, I always say I'm married to Kulani Murule. I'm not married to Kuli Chana. Sure. I just think he's really cool. I had a crush on him in high school. Marana munaga ki Kulani Murule.
Ooh.
I thank you.
I gave the hottest girl in the game, Sifani
Sam. And he did not lie.
I get
Nice. Oh man. So you're gonna spoil him? He spoils you.
Yeah. It's
hey, Mishka hard. Just came out.
Yeah, no, it's like really hard to top what he does. But Motaka's a simple guy.
Yeah.
I think in like Morati Sangdi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a really simple guy.
Yeah.
Ulerato. And yeah.
Yeah.
Can we not talk about him?
What?
Because I'm uncomfortable.
No, but it's his birthday tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, no Tara 40, me bra. Come on, hold that man. 40? Come on, yes, 40.
Only fit like 10 years.
No ring. No, no ring.
Yeah, guy.
No, get away. Let's go. Come on. Who ring?
For a hundred, we're not a maga modu.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
That's
a way. In probably 8 minutes or so, 10 minutes, 10-15 minutes from now. So Nagilo, please be very wary of what you do say and what you don't.
Yo,
the voice I have to tell you.
So guys, you're Friday. What? Lisa.
Evan. What? Ngwana rangwane ba. See you anyway.
I'm so over you guys. Wow. Anyway, guys, the book is available.
You are muhadu ba.
Ka buka.
Guys, the book is available. It's exclusive books, CNA, Take a Lot. It is much cheaper on Take a Lot, so I suggest you guys
get it. And it'll be delivered.
It'll be delivered, yeah.
That's
for those
right.
People there's that so don't many... like malls, like I don't, I hate malls.
Guys, ke kopela re maybe nakong we maybe hala miza performer. Maybe go di clubong. O feela hore wena o rate batho ba ba ntshora rate club. Ya go moria o mo kraku.
Ah. It's, I think
Oring.
Uber elo tla mile tsa yona ne.
Oring.
Or we bona ba
ngwe.
No, 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 mo ke ritsana ba no. Oring.
Hectic.
Ri dalang.
Uira.
Una li taxi mo ne.
Tsa bi
taxi sa para sa o tswana na chumia. Ona li nyanya tha.
Li nyanya tsa ke la.
La hili.
Batho.
Omono di sibyang. Omono di sibyang.
Wow.
O tsabile. O ska wara o tlo bua.
A wa mbotsa spirit.
Because it's like I always
it depends
say
religion, on
just like yeah, and also religion just for me is my spiritual journey.
Mm.
Yeah, it
that's
is
right.
Not for anyone else to understand.
Mod.
What's a maiden na he?
No, it's okay.
Why
is I speaking
again?
Wednesdays.
Quite realize that process is blue. Mwanyano. Aska ufura. Ska tsusetsa ke funny chef. Ka go tlhofa file ya funny chef. Wana tswada.
Sharp.
Hectic. Nke ba se parse se blue and white. And then I got married and I haven't changed to parsang.
Ah. Congratulations.
Also, but when did it become about my religion?
No, because we just spoke about it.
Okay.
Sure.
So it's
out already?
Yes, it's been out for the past few weeks.
Yeah.
There's too many more magazines.
Yeah. Mm. The Funny Chef, you said the book is grade one. You are going to upgrade us very soon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, but don't say grade one, like, weirdly, but peanut butter and jelly gamole. There's like gourmet stuff. It's just not gourmet to her because she's like a chef.
Yes, yes.
And I think the one thing that is really important that my mom said, because my mom cooks, my mom caters. My mom, Hamutza Are, your book is so well written. It is easy to read.
Yeah.
I think that is really important for, you know, our listeners.
Oh, but it's the gram or the ounce?
Grams.
Thanks. Because honestly.
Guys, a little fella school is like, it's okay. Please, don't do that.
Guys, the reason I brought you here is because when I saw what I saw, especially during the your birthday, seeing the two of you, and not only that, when I saw you celebrating her book, I was like, this is, and even my wife said, this is a beautiful example of sisterhood. Because it's easy to have a conversation on pull hair down syndrome, right? But when we have an example such as the two of you, we hardly bring it up to magnify it.
Aww.
And I thought, wait a minute. This will be the perfect way to close Mbokoto Month, to close Women's Month, by saying sisters are doing it for themselves and for each other.
Can I say something which I feel is really important?
Okay.
You know, I love how people find inspiration in our friendship and what they see on social media. But I think it is really important that, you know, everyone understands that our friendship is not based on social media. Yes. We have our moments that you don't even post.
Yeah.
I am friends with Lebohang Tlokwane. I'm not friends with the Funny Chef.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the Funny Chef's work.
That's right.
And, you know, I always say that social media is a drug, and I feel like this is really important and it needs to be heard. It needs to be said. Social media is a drug, and it is going to be the cause of death for many. People are living facades. They are living lies. People are in debt because of social media. People are selling their souls to the highest bidder. People are, you know, just doing the craziest stuff to keep up an appearance on social media.
Sure.
In that same breath, people end up losing out on genuine relationships and friendships. They end up losing out on genuine people because you feel like that person does not fit into the facade that you are selling on social media.
Yeah.
And it would be very easy for people to think, oh no, Lebohang le Lemiz ke ditshomi, because they're both successful in their own right.
Yeah.
And I feel like it is really important for people to understand that our friendship is real.
That's right.
Just like anyone else, she irritates me half of the time. But more than anything, I know that I can count on her in even my darkest of times.
That's right.
I know that when the filter's off and the cameras are off and ish hits the fan, I can call her and I'd never have to worry about it being leaked into the media.
Nice.
So the one thing that I pray people take from this is that you focus on genuine relationships and genuine people and that you realize that there is more to life than an aesthetically pleasing picture. There is more to life than, you know, appearing successful. What we're trying to do is actually be successful. We're trying to be rich. We're trying to be wealthy. We are trying to change, you know, kore tlanko teng, because we don't come from much. And I feel like that is really important. You know, that people understand, hore, you know, because of those two women, I get to see that it is possible, that I can work hard and I can do it without a man. I can do it without having to sell my soul to the devil.
That
for me is important.
May the two of you keep shining.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.